Talk to me a little bit about your exhibit, the exhibit here today, and what you're doing with the We Care for Bees exhibit that Bear is putting on.
Okay. I'm a beekeeper. That's one of my favorite hobbies. In fact, it's my only hobby. And we're here just talking about how Bayer has been supportive of the beekeeper. And this exhibit is to celebrate bees, what bees do for us. There's, bees are, of course, well known for pollination. And the bees have been having a struggle over the past 4 or 5 years, since about 86 when the varroa mite came. Things have been really tough for the bees. And so we're trying to open a communication dialogue between beekeepers and growers, which kind of exists, but we always think that could be better. And then involve, of course, the scientific community, which is the universities and the regulators. And then, of course, companies like ourselves, we need to be involved in that communication. So just so we get to be better friends.
As a beekeeper, why is it important for a company like Bayer to make the investment into bee health and to talk about it and help spread the word?
Oh, it's amazing, because what happens is, working for Bayer, of course, all my life in research, my job was to write labels. And what the farmer wants is, he wants the most liberal label that he can have, so he can have all the freedom that he wants to use our products. The beekeeper wants to be protected. And of course, as a company, we want both of them to succeed. So how do we walk that fine line that allows the farmer all the flexibility he needs and the beekeeper all the protection that he needs, so that they can both be successful? And I think that's what we want to do. We want to talk to each other so that we both can be successful.
As Commodity Classic kicks off today, if folks walk through here, or as farmers and folks in the agriculture industry walk through this exhibit, what is the one thing you want them to take from it?
I want them to take from it, as a beekeeper, that bees are important. As a grower, I would like to walk away thinking, I really need the bees. We need both of us to be successful.
What are some of the things that people don't know about how important bees play in our everyday lives?
Oh, I think it's interesting that most people don't understand how many crops we have are pollinated by bees. I think each of the farmers who grow the products, like the almond growers, are very aware how important bees are. But if you go to maybe the Midwest, where they don't have the row crop or the vegetable crops and fruit crops, maybe they're not quite as aware. And I think that's what we'd like to do, is open that dialogue, to show that bees are important regardless of where they are.